The Outlet.
The talk of Southland.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour, and this podcast I talk to Davey and Megan Clark, who both play drums in pipe bands, and Megan is also a Highland dancer. They've just returned from several months in Scotland, where they both competed with great success. We chat about their journey to where they are today, and the difference between competing in New Zealand and globally. Megan, can you please tell me about your journey into tenor drumming, Highland dancing, and starting your own dance school?
Yeah, a wee bit of a long story, but Dad was always involved in pipe bands, even from a very young age, like even sort of like 2-3 years old. I was down at the band hall in Wellington, you know, listening to Dad play. Was always at the Highland Games and things like that. Mum would sit me down in front of the dancing and pretty much just leave me there. So by the time I got to kind of school age, she's like, do you actually want to give it a go? And I've been dancing ever since. And then when I got to about sort of 15, 16, Dad had a wee break from band and went kind of back to it when I was about that age. He's like, oh, do you want to come down too? See what it's all about. And yeah, I've been drumming ever since then. So dancing's always been probably a bigger part of my life than the drumming. But I do enjoy both. But it wasn't really until I kind of settled in one place. I didn't really want to start a dance school without, you know, having them, like, being a permanent teacher, I guess. Didn't like the idea of, you know, studying in Dunedin and then leaving 2 years later without them having a teacher or something like that. But yeah, I've been in Invercargill, what, 6 odd years now? So the opportunity came up to kind of take on a few younger pupils from one of the teachers who was retiring. And it's kind of a really good way to start a dance school. They had, you know, they've got a good base of technique and you're just kind of building on that. So I was really fortunate that Jane decided to retire a wee bit and I got my 4 wee munchkins there. They've had them for about 3.5 years now, and midway through last year I started a wee beginners class as well, and they're going great guns. They're not too far actually off going on stage, so hopefully by the end of the year they'll actually be competing, which is, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, Davey, you're one of New Zealand's top snare drummers and have been a drum tutor for the Southland Piping and Drumming Development Trust. Can you please share your story on how you got to this point?
Well, in some ways, it's quite similar to Megan's story. My dad played since he was young as well. I think I had drumsticks in my hand as long as I can remember. So I started properly learning when I was about 9 up in Rotorua with Dad. And through the years, I've played for a few different bands. I've done a few different kind of trips. I've played in Switzerland, Scotland, Australia, France, Belgium, Spain was a recent addition, Ireland. It was in 2012 that I moved down to Invercargill to learn off Scott Birrell, who was teaching down here at that time. And then Scott's moved away to Australia to take on another teaching job and to continue kind of seeing more of the world, which is always a goal of his. We had another tutor come in who just didn't quite settle in the place. He never quite, I think it was a bit of homesickness and whatnot. And when he left, I took on the role after that.
You've both just returned from several months in Scotland. Davey, you competed in the Grade 1 competition of the World Pipe Band Championships. Can you tell me more about what you did there and how the band went?
So we were over there for 4.5 months. I was competing with the People's Ford, Balkan and Bathgate Caledonia Pipe Band. So the competitions actually started all the way back in May. We did 8 competitions overall. I was just a member of the drum corps, I was a snare drummer. I did help out with a bit of tuning of the drums and whatnot, which was great fun. Through the season, the band had a lot of really good results. We started the season winning a couple of drumming prizes at some smaller contests. And then when the first major contest came around, we took that one out. So we were the UK champions for the Worlds, and the next ones we went along reasonably well. We got beaten by a couple of other really good bands though, so big ups to them. And then, yeah, at the Worlds, we just put out 4 really good performances and we managed to win it.
Congratulations, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Now, Megan, you joined a local dancing school and participated in competitions. Can you please share some highlights from your time in Scotland?
So within 24 hours of being in Scotland, we went to a wee Highland Games and I was like, oh, I wonder, you know, if there's any dance schools close to, you know, where we're based. Maybe I could, you know, see if I can get myself some lessons and things like that. Went over and had a chat with some of the girls there found out that the closest dance school was about a 45-minute drive away. It's a fair distance, but I was like, oh, well, if that's the closest I can get, I do really want to dance in Scotland. So within the first week, I'd bought myself some brand new shoes, and the guys at Thistle Shoes were amazing at helping me fit, you know, the right pair of shoes for my feet, which was just awesome. And yeah, I was at my first lesson. So that was pretty awesome. I competed at 3 different competitions, a wee indoor contest in St. Andrews that I managed to win. So I was pretty happy with that. All in borrowed uniform. Very grateful that there was someone who was a very similar size to me and didn't mind, you know, me borrowing her uniforms. So that was really cool. I then did the Open Professional British Champs at a wee Highland Games as well. Managed a 3rd and a 4th in that, so I was pretty happy. It was a massive competition, and the level of that competition was just incredible to watch. So yeah, definitely happy with a 3rd and a 4th in there. And then the weekend before Worlds, we were at a Highland Games, and I was like, oh, I know they've got dancing there. I'll just go and compete and see what happens. And I managed to win that one as well. So Open Highland Champion at North Berwick. So it's very cool to know now that there are 2 trophies over in Scotland that have got my name on them, and I'm the only one from outside of the UK with my name on those trophies.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Davey, this isn't your first time competing with an overseas band. Can you talk about the difference between being a top-level player in New Zealand and then going on to compete globally?
It's very tricky one. I think one of the differences between the bands in New Zealand and the bands in Scotland, just the concentration and also the distances involved. So in Scotland, I think most of the top bands in Scotland probably practice within an hour of each other. And most of the top players will live in that same kind of hours drive bracket. Whereas New Zealand, they're very, very spread out. For instance, Invercargill, where young players who are doing well, when they get old enough to go to university, they do tend to go. And of course, there's not a university in Invercargill to hold them here. So it becomes very tricky for Kiwi bands to get a standard anywhere similar to there. But I mean, the other thing over there, the best players in the world have come from either Scotland or Northern Ireland, some fantastic wins out of Canada and America as well, and the Republic of Ireland. And, you know, a lot of them do teach online and whatnot, but of course most of them teach over where they live in schools. That's a really, really big thing over there. There's a lot of teaching in schools, so yeah, it's a really great opportunity for them to learn straight from the best while they're at school, so they can get into it at a young age. It's not quite as, New Zealand hasn't quite adopted the same idea.
And Megan, what was it like being in the Scottish dancing scene, and how did it compare to back home?
Similar but different. In New Zealand, you've got the 2 styles of Highland dancing. You've got the SOB, the Scottish Official Board, and you've also got the New Zealand Academy of Highland and National Dancing. In Scotland, they've got the same thing, so they've got the SOB, but they've also got the SOHDA, so the Scottish Official Highland Dancing Association. Like, most general public wouldn't notice the difference between the 2 styles. It was a great dance school to be part of. I absolutely loved it. The dances are a lot shorter. Definitely one thing I found, like, in New Zealand under Academy, our dances are long, and it is definitely more of an endurance thing. So going over there and, you know, the dances being so much shorter, I was like, oh, I actually feel like I've got fitness, I can do this. Competing this weekend back in New Zealand with the longer dancers should be interesting.
And for both of you, what are your plans? What comes next?
To be honest, back to work. Back to work in New Zealand.
Both back to work today, so it's back to saving and going back next year to do it all again, really.
The Outlet from your Southland app.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet. The Outlet is produced and published by the Southland app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. The Outlet is available on the Outlet button of your Southland app and wherever you get your podcasts.